No other book has so profoundly impacted so many lives as the Bible.
Welcome to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. Today we conclude the book of Daniel. We are shown the future where a king will come who exalts himself above every god until he is destroyed. Then the dead will be resurrected, but Daniel is told to seal the book until the time of the end. We hope you join us as Pastor Daryl continues in Daniel chapter 11 on Simply the Bible.
Daniel was a faithful servant of God who sought understanding from the Lord. He was given visions, but he could not interpret these without God's help. In chapters 10 through 12, Daniel was given a message telling him about the dynasties of the king of the south and the king of the north. From the northern line, in the 2nd century BC, came Antiochus Epiphanes, who was an extremely wicked king. He took away the daily sacrifices in the temple in Jerusalem and rewarded Jews who forsook their covenant. Finally, he set up an altar to Zeus in the sanctuary and sacrificed a pig on it. This was known as the abomination that causes desolation. The angel said that the people of understanding would be refined and purified until the time of the end. Therefore, this prophecy continues to the very last days. We continue in Daniel chapter 11, verse 36. Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished, for what has been determined shall be done. From Antiochus Epiphanes, we now jump ahead more than 2,000 years to the man of sin, which he foreshadowed. He is known in Scripture by many names, the son of perdition, lawless one, the beast, and the Antichrist. He could be called Big Mouth because of the audacious boasts that he makes. As Satan's masterpiece, he does the same works as his master, who was the first to rebel against God and do as he pleased. This man will exalt himself above every god and speak blasphemies against the Lord. He will prosper until he meets his demise. He shall regard neither the God of his fathers nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall exalt himself above them all. Because it says that he won't regard the God of his fathers, some have concluded that he is an apostate Jew. But the word that is translated God is Elohim, which can also be translated gods. In other words, he will be irreligious, probably an atheist. He does not regard the desire of women. The Hebrew indicates that he doesn't regard what women desire. This could refer to the Messiah, because the desire of every Jewish woman was to be the one who would give birth to the Messiah. The main point is that he won't regard any god. The ultimate blasphemy is to worship yourself, to be as it were your own god. That will be the self-exalting characteristic of the Antichrist. But in their place he shall honor a god of fortresses, and a god which his fathers did not know. He shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus he shall act against the strongest fortresses with a foreign god, which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain. Rather than worshiping any known god, he will worship a god of fortresses. He will spend huge amounts of money amassing weaponry, which he will be able to use to destroy the strongest fortresses. His power will come from Satan, and he will be aided by the false prophet. This unholy trinity will rule over the world and divide the land however they please for their own gain and glory. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships. And he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through. He shall also enter the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape from his hand, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasures of gold and silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans and Ethiopians shall follow at his heels. At the time of the end probably refers to the last 3.5 years of the covenant made by the Antichrist. This is known as the Great Tribulation. At some point, the king of the south, or Egypt, will attack him, along with the Libyans and Ethiopians, which would be modern Sudan. It is interesting that these countries are primarily Muslim. Apparently, there will be resistance from these Islamic nations against this world leader who arises from Western Europe. However, the Antichrist will come against them like a whirlwind with chariots, horsemen, and many ships. Now, this could actually be describing modern military equipment in terms Daniel could understand. Chariots and horsemen could refer to tanks and their drivers. He will enter these southern countries, overwhelm them, and pass right on through. Then he will enter the glorious land of Israel, but the people who live in present-day Jordan will escape from his hand. But news from the east and the north shall trouble him. Therefore, he shall go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate many. And he shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him. So news will come from the east and the north that will trouble him, so that he goes out with great fury to destroy many. All of this sets the stage for the great battle of Armageddon. The kings from the east and the north, presumably China and Russia, and all the nations will be gathered in the Valley of Jezreel, a plain 14 by 20 miles. This is where God will gather these nations for the final epic battle. They will come to fight each other, but then Christ will return according to Revelation 19. He will strike the nations with the sword proceeding from his mouth, which is the word of God. The Antichrist and false prophet will be captured and cast into the lake of fire. The rest of the kings and their armies will be killed in a great slaughter, and the scavenger birds will be gorged with their flesh. Chapter 12. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. Michael is called an archangel in the book of Jude. He has been assigned to care for the Jews. He will stand up at the time of the Great Tribulation, also known as Jacob's Trouble. This begins when the Antichrist sets up his image in the rebuilt temple and demands to be worshipped as God. Jesus referred to this as the abomination that causes desolation. It will be a repeat of what Antiochus Epiphanes did, only much worse. According to Revelation 12, at this time the devil will seek to destroy the Jews, but they will flee to a place prepared for them in the wilderness and be protected for 3.5 years. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Now, this seems to be an overall reference to the resurrection of both the righteous and unrighteous, and could easily span more than one resurrection. We believe that those who have died in Christ, Old Testament saints, and Christians who are alive will be raptured prior to the 7-year tribulation, according to 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Then at the end of the tribulation, after Christ returns, those souls who were martyred during the tribulation will be resurrected to reign with Christ. This is known as the first resurrection, according to Revelation 20, verse 5. The unrighteous dead will not be resurrected until after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, and they will appear at the white throne judgment. Those who are wise and turn many to righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ will shine like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. Until the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Daniel was to seal the book until the time of the end when knowledge would increase. Now, we believe in the context, this refers to the knowledge of prophetic fulfillment. Now, Daniel couldn't understand these things, but to us, Many of the events have already occurred and the rest are about to happen. So it's not a sealed book for us because the words are being fulfilled in our days. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this riverbank and the other on that riverbank. And one said to the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, "How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?" Then I heard the man clothed in linen who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever that it shall be for a time, times, and a half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Apparently, Daniel saw at least four heavenly beings in chapters 10 through 12. The man clothed in linen, who we believe is Jesus Christ, the angel who fought the prince of Persia and brought Daniel the message, and then two others, one on one side of the Tigris River and one on the other side. One of these says to the man clothed in linen who hovers over the waters of the river, "How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?" And he holds up both hands and swears by him who lives forever and ever that it would be for a time, times and half a time, or 3.5 years until all things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, "My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. It must have been frustrating to Daniel to have such a desire to understand, but to be told to go his way. These things were beyond his understanding at that point in time. But through these events, many shall be refined and purified. The wicked won't understand, but the wise will gain understanding, especially as these things continue to unfold. The man clothed in linen said that from the abomination that causes desolation, there would be 1,290 days. That's 30 days more than the 3.5 years. What will be happening during that month? We don't know. Then Daniel is told, "Blessed is the one who waits and comes to 1,335 days. That's an additional 45 days. Now, according to Matthew 25, we know that Christ will return to judge the nations, and he will divide the sheep from the goats. It could be that this is what is going on during those extra 75 days. But you, go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." Daniel had been a faithful servant to the Lord, to the people of his generation, and to our generation as well. Although he longed to understand the vision, it was not for him. He was about 90 years old and would soon rest, but at the end of the days, he would be resurrected to receive his inheritance along with all who have trusted in Jesus Christ. Daniel left us a marvelous example of one who at an early age purposed in his heart not to defile himself. And because of his faithfulness, we have a clear picture of the things to come. May we, like Daniel, arise to shine like the stars forever and ever.
You've been listening to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. For more information about our church, please visit our website at calvarytv.org. That's calvarytv.org. If you have any questions or comments, please contact us through our website. To listen to previous episodes, check out our Simply the Bible podcast, and please leave us a review. That helps a lot. Tomorrow, we will return to the Psalms and consider Psalm 66. How awesome are the Lord's works! We should behold them, make his praises heard, and bring our offerings. We hope you'll join us as we continue teaching through God's Word on Simply the Bible.